Chapter 3. Avalon. 1 year later. At the northern tip of the island of Camelot, north of the vast expanse of Eisenstein Glacier and west of the Miskatonic River, lies the colony of Avalon. Avalon is a collection of artificial ponds, home of the spaceport serving their sole surviving Orion vehicle, their only road back to orbit. They will never return to Earth. If this is not their home, they have no home. The colony had been rebuilt since the agony of the Grendel Wars. A dozen huts, dining hall and administration buildings, machine shops and pens for chickens, sheep, horses, and cattle. Their border fences sported additional thermal sensors now, inevitably tuned to Grendel physiology and attack patterns. The people of Avalon had never lost a bit of wariness, but also carried themselves as warriors who have survived their first test of combat. Loss of illusion, the establishment of new identities, a bit of concern that even these new, stronger ego walls might be broached. It is said that only 60,000 years ago, humanity on Earth came perilously close to extinction. We know, deep in our genes, that once upon a time we were almost undone. From the perspective of evolutionary psychology, our urge to reproduce and prevent this from ever happening again originates in this time. The gods and sages who told us that women should stay in their homes and bear young, and that men should go out into the world and expose themselves to enemy warriors, natural calamities, and vicious beasts, to use anything and everything in our environments as we see fit, were little more than this drive to survive, inscribed on our genes and memes. Some say that we almost destroyed the planet, attempting to satisfy this fear. Depending on one's perspective, we either awakened or...